WHME Mobile.
HME, KO4HKX. Patrick on this end.
Patrick, K2HME, this is Dwayne. Give me your call one more time. I want to make sure I got it.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX.
I appreciate that. Well, how are you doing this fine afternoon? It looks beautiful after the storms we had last night.
Here, enjoying the sunshine while we got it.
That's true. We have to do it that way. Yeah, it's. I'm heading out of town later on this evening, and it won't be back till Sunday. So I turned off all the sprinklers because it looked like we got a good chance of rain the next 3-4 days.
Tomorrow is supposed to be nice, but then after that, it's supposed to start raining again.
So to be out, for me to be out weeding and getting out those last bit of weeds that just will not succumb to the weed killer I put out.
How tolerant some of those weeds are, isn't it?
It's like, yeah, the best thing it does is turn my yard yellow, and the weeds seem to love it.
Well, I live up in Brevard, North Carolina, and I've just now had to cut my yard one time, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, it makes sense not to complain about having to cut it to only once so far. This morning I was actually working on the, I've got a Tar Heel 100 antenna, and somehow the 6-foot whip has been lost, which makes no sense. But anyway, so I ordered a 6-foot whip, but they sent me an 8-foot. They said, oh, just cut it. Okay. So I cut that and installed it in there, and so I've been working on 40 meters, which was strange because in the truck I was able to speak to a guy down in outside Atlanta, but I went into my house, also 100 watts, and it's on an NFED, and I could barely hear him. So I was a little puzzled by all that, but hey, I don't understand antenna theory.
Something that takes a lot of effort and thought to understand it, and I'm nowhere close.
Some effort, but I'm not a thinker, I'm a doer.
I kind of like both of them with my background in automotive repair. Now I'm selling tools, so I kind of like both sides of the fence.
That. So you're selling to us. I have a 2500 Ram that I bought a few months ago. I've changed the oil myself, and that's no big deal. But if I get any more serious repairs, I need to find somebody here between Greenville and Furman. Somebody that's good and that's worth the money they charge.
For that, well. Do much below green. Most of my stuff is up toward Traveler's Rest, Whitehorse Road, Berea, that area. So the only time I'm close to where you're at is when I'm over there in Greer tomorrow.
Actually, that's where I am. I'm between Greenville and Furman. So I'm actually in Berea. So if you come across somebody who will work on these things at Frank Service Center over there on Whitehorse Road, does a great job on my wife's Kia, but he says he doesn't do anything over half ton.
Special lift to pick it up for more weight capacity, and the arms to pick it up. So it's to be a little bit different, and I don't know if it's gas or diesel.
I didn't want to deal with all the extra pieces of diesel. I know there's value in it, but for around town, I'd just rather have gas.
With all the emission stuff that's going on with diesels right now, it's kind of cost prohibitive to have one anyway, so unless you're going to use it enough to justify it.
Retirement, but that's still a few years off.
I got quite a ways to go myself. not even hit the 50 mark yet, so.
Actually, I was, Frank's auto service there over on Whitehorse, he told me about some guy, I think it's on Farr's Bridge out, you know, going towards Pickens. There's someone, a truck place out there that he recommends people go to. But, so I just haven't found a mechanic here that would be, that, you know, I want somebody close and trustworthy.
There's a place, there's a couple places around actually, in this area for the general maintenance stuff. The first one that comes to mind is Marion's Auto, down off, 124, right there, just off of Whitehorse.
I don't usually get down that direction, but yeah, I can swing by there. Is it Marion's?
Marion's Auto.
Anything up here towards, off of, Farr's Bridge Road?
Not too much about out Farr's Bridge Road, and, there's not much in between Farr's Bridge and Traveler's Rest, auto repair-wise, so I don't know what to tell you on that one.
That's still better than having to go all the way, you know, to go to the dealer or you know, back towards, Simpsonville or Greer, but yeah, that sounds great. I'll have to go check them out.
We like Marion and Miss Tina, and you can tell them that I sent you. They're really good people.
I'll make a point to do that. That's perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that referral.
What do you do for a living?
That has been implementations and training. But back in March, my employer decided to go a different direction, and so they said, well, thank you for your service. And so my work now is trying to find a job. I've been just doing odd things for friends who, you know, hey, I need some deck boards replaced, or I need this vanity removed, or I got a rental house. I need to gut it down to the studs. So, you know, just doing stuff like that to keep myself busy and let my wife know that I am working and worthy of eating dinner with her.
And I'm sure there's plenty of that around to keep you busy.
I can do it just because I'm mechanically inclined, you know, help my dad's doing stuff growing up, but it's not my, I don't work the fastest or maybe the most efficient just because it's not something I do on a regular basis. So, I mean, I don't mind doing it. It's just that, you know, what do you charge your friend? You know, that's the thing for me. It's like I'm not a professional and I certainly don't want to take advantage of friends.
It's a hard spot, and it never fails. It seems like somebody along the way gets their feelings hurt.
You know, when I did computer, when, you know, I'll do computer work, set up a network or, you know, whatever, and so you set all that stuff up and they want to pay you. It's like, no, that's okay, man. I enjoy doing this stuff, you know, because, you know, I probably should start taking payment because, you know, what happens is when something goes wrong, they end up calling you. So it's like, yeah, I think maybe I need to do that. At least it'll cover support.
Yeah, roger that. A workman's worthy of his hire, so need to get paid for what you're doing. It's not bad to help somebody out, though.
That's true. So that's what I've been doing. I enjoy implementations. I enjoy doing training or even teaching classes, but I'll just do this handy stuff as until I find something. And, you know, I've got 4 years, that's just under 4 years before I retire. So, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time and enjoy being outside.
That's all you can do is make the best of it.
Speaking of making the best of it, I just pulled into Lowe's. I got to run in and get some landscaping supplies and see if I can't get that done before we head out of town this evening.
Time coming because I'm getting ready to pull in over here at Marion's now. So, good to talk to you, good to make your acquaintance, and I'm out here most of the time, so just give me a shout. I'll try to come back to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear of your file. 73.
Hey, 73, Patrick. Nice to make your acquaintance, and I hope to catch up with you again soon. KO4HKX, K2HME, clear.